Anil Chinnaya with me on the phone line, Secretary of the Resident Welfare Association in Koramangala. Koramangala, which as an area produces about 50 to 100 tons of garbage on a daily basis. Hi, Anil.
Come on.
Disha.
Yeah, hi, Disha.
What is this phenomenon that you've described as too good to be true?
Essentially, this new machine, which is of Japanese technology, which this company has brought to Bangalore, which says that you can convert waste, wet waste or mixed waste, in fact, into compost in 3 to 4 hours.
3 to 4 hours?
Yes.
Mixed waste?
Yeah, so you're talking mixed waste, the typical waste, which is both a mixture of dry waste, wet waste, all of that together, the machine says it can be composted in 3 to 4 hours.
Correct me if I'm wrong, the same amount on the already installed wet waste machines and dry waste machines, which need segregation, take about 15 days or so?
Yeah, in fact, in Koramangala itself, as a resident community initiative, we take all the leaf of the neighborhood and we convert it into compost. So there's no intervention, there's no technology intervention. We let nature work its course and it takes 10 to 12 weeks to be converted into compost. So what nature takes 10 to 12 weeks, this machine says can be done in 3 to 4 hours.
Anil, so in layman's language, when we normally eat food, there are enzymes in our stomach that break it down and make digestion very simple so we can do it in a couple of hours.
That's correct.
It's the same philosophy here where bacteria and fungus are infused or enzymes are infused into the garbage machine.
I didn't see any pollution, so there's no visible pollutant or the. I did see the end produce, but I still would reserve my comment till I see it work for a week or a couple of weeks.
You're a little skeptical. It's too good to be true.
Yes, I would say so.
This is on the same road as Jyoti Nivas College, 5th block, Koramangala.
Yes, it's on the parallel road. No, I mean, very close to the Jyoti Nivas College. There's a mosque. It's opposite the mosque.
Now, the difference between what BBMP does with their machines and this machine does is that they also add a little bit of heat. 100 degrees Celsius along with bacteria and fungus, right?
Yes, and they retain a certain moisture content and a certain pressure.
What happens to the dry waste or the plastic and the other waste that goes in with the wet waste?
Yeah, the way this works is it's only the wet waste which gets decomposed. So the end produce will have the dry waste as is. So then they have a sieving machine or the filter out. So they take out the decomposed wet waste. So then you have the dry waste.
And Anil, what we're looking at here at this point as we speak, if this works, is the work that takes about how many weeks did you say that takes normally?
In our case, with no intervention, nature takes about 10 to 12 weeks.
And BBMP's machines take about?
15 days, 20 days.
That's a lot of time saved.
Sure, it's a lot of time saved. The irony of our city's waste management is a lot of cost is spent in transportation.
Yeah.
So you take the waste from here, you transport it to a landfill or a processing center 50 kilometers out of the city. So if this can be done within the city, your transportation cost itself will save you a lot of money. But the devil is in the details.
Absolutely fair. And the gentleman who's brought this technology down to India was the former Karnataka Pollution Control Board chairman.
Yeah.
We should probably have a chat with him as well, right?
Yes, Ms. Shivlinga, yes, I think you should.
Let's get his perspective in as well. Anil, thank you for your time.
Sure, you're welcome, Disha.
Ooh, that's nice.